When you're working with a client and they show some hesitation for something that you're suggesting, how do you handle that?
It depends. On some cases, I would say, trust me. If you don't like it, I will put it in the shop and sell it. If it's that kind of situation, or just trust me, and if you don't like it, we'll redo it. If I really feel adamant about it.
Because there is that line of, well, I want them to be happy, but they also hired you.
Yes, and they must be happy. And if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But some clients, I know they will be happy. You know, I know them well enough that I've worked with them that I know when they see it done, they will be happy with it.
And for some of them, they kind of have to get used to it too, don't they? And then they feel comfortable.
I have a job I love. I consider it a God-given talent.
Yeah.
And I love what I do every day.
Have you ever had a client where you get a quarter of the way into the project and it just is not working because he or she is always saying, no, I don't like that, I want this, and you wonder why you're even there. Does that happen?
Very seldom. I've only fired one person in all these years. There's situations where I work with the lady. She takes it home to show the husband, and the husband doesn't like it. Finally, I say, don't come back till you bring your husband. Tell them that, then the husband likes it right away.
I believe Arm & Hammer, too.
I did. I worked with Drew. Drew is the wife of Michael Hammer, who is the grandson of Arm & Hammer, and who is head of the Hammer Gallery and all of the Hammer. I've helped them with 6 houses. They've moved almost as much as I have. But they've always moved up. She should have been an architect because she loves that part of the move. The only really sad situation, they bought the house that Batman was filmed in. It was a beautiful, beautiful house. We were scheduled to move in 3 weeks. They had oiled all the walls, and anyway, somehow there was combustion and fire and burned to the ground.
Oh, my. You started your own fabric line. Is that in here somewhere?
That's right. I always wanted to do a furniture line. I never thought about doing a fabric line, but it was very strange. Several years ago, in the same week, Lee Jofa came to me and said, would you be interested in doing a fabric line? I said, I've never thought about it, but I would love to talk about it. So I talked to them about it. The same week, Vervain came to me and said, would you do a fabric line? And again, I was up front. But Vervain is based here. Actually, their salesman out of New York that was talking to me was pushier. And I thought I could do a better job with it being here. It sounds interesting. I'd have to go to New York every other month. That sounds good, but is it really? So I went with Vervain, which was a great choice, because I did a fabric line with them, which has been very successful. And I have done another line, which will be presented in February, a fabric line for them, which I'm very excited about. I also did a trim line, you know, fringe and a trim line, and also did a wallpaper book for Stroheim. All of that's coming out this fall. It's been a joy doing that.
So the designs for fabric and trim line and wallpaper, are you conceptualizing
that? Some, yes. Some you do. Some you take off of maybe an object. Some I've bought documented fabrics in France that are out of print that I love that we could reprint. We did a cavalier toile on the first one, which was drawn with my 2 dogs in it with the whole scene. Cavalier toile will be documented forever. I love acorns and oak leaves, so I've done some fabrics with that.
Somewhere in here, you also redid Southern Hills Country Club.
I did. I worked on that 4 years, and I have to say, like quoting the president, said, for the first time, the club is at the quality of the golf course, and I do think it's beautiful. They've asked me now to help them on another 4-year plan, but, you know, I'm not able to commit to that. But I think the club is beautiful. I hope it doesn't change.
They want to redo
the tennis club. And part of it has to be maintained and freshened, too. So,
you worked for a princess?
A house I did in Jamaica was on the cover of Veranda. So I get an email saying, we loved your house in Jamaica. Would you be interested in helping a member of the royal family in Abu Dhabi? Well, I have a prankster friend, David Easton, who sends me telegrams and letters. I thought it was him, so I threw it away. And so I get a second one, and I still think it's David. So I say, send me pictures, and they did. And I'd also said, I cannot start any job until after the first of the year. Well, they wanted a schematic, as they called it. The truth is, they wanted me to plan it, pick all the fabrics, pick all the furniture, and then they would get someone there to do it. But it was a wonderful experience. They flew me over twice. I stayed in that outrageous hotel in Dubai. I got to see Dubai. I had tea several times with the princess, who was gorgeous. And I did what they wanted, and they paid me and gave me a $7,000 watch as a gift. So,
as a tip. You've named all these other magazines. Would Architectural Digest ever be interested in your work?
You know, I've never sent anything to them. I was in it, just a part of it, when they did the Governor's Mansion, because I did several rooms in the Governor's Mansion.
When Governor Keating was there.
That's right.
So they did some of that.
Yes.
And there hasn't been any other relationship there. Is that because your style wouldn't necessarily...
Oh, no. I think now they have a new editor. I think it's more upbeat. It's fresher now.